Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So, as Amos prepares the North and South kingdoms for the eventual ruin at the hand of Assyria and Babylon, this pastor Amos speaks some pretty strong, poignant words. Let's take a look at the ongoing party of this world at that time. Let's look at Amos in his context. Amos is preaching to the covenant people of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob's son, Joseph, is sold by his brothers, eventually ending up in prison in Egypt, but as we know, becomes second in command. Through Joseph, God kept the remnant of Israel and the promise of a Savior. And when God freed Israel from Egypt after 350 years of slavery, they took Joseph's bones and buried them in the promised land. But the children of Israel soon forgot Joseph and God's covenant with them. They forgot the Adamic covenant, promising a Savior to crush Satan's head. Forgotten. The Abrahamic covenant, where God promises land and offspring and blessings to the nations. Forgotten. The Sinai covenant of God being their God and they being God's people. Forgotten. Israel had strayed from being a covenant people, the triune God, to be a carousing people with the world. Coveting, temple prostitution in the high places, reveling in gold and riches of the world, drinking the ritual wines by the bowlful, feasting and gorging themselves with gourmet foods and music that enliven their passions. They forgot to have no other gods. They forgot to remember the Sabbath day. They forgot to help and support their neighbor in every physical need. They forgot to keep themselves sexually pure. They forgot to explain everything in the kindest way. And they forgot to be content with the blessings of God. They were no longer grieved over the ruin of Joseph. But God will stop their party and will exile them to Assyria and Babylon. And they will look to the west and weep. So I read this text from Amos the other day. The judgment of woe against Israel and Judah. And I thought, how am I going to preach this to men studying for the pastoral ministry? Let me take a stab at it. Woe to those who are at ease at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, and to those who feel secure at 801 Seminary Place, the chosen top-notch men of the LCMS, to whom the whole synod comes. Pass over our great pre-seminary programs throughout the synod and see, and from there go to the International Center, the Great. Then go up to Fort Wayne of those Leahites. Are you better than these kingdoms? Or is their territory greater than your territory? Oh, you with rose-colored glasses about the condition of the earthly church. To those the Lord calls even you to repentance. Woe to those who dwell in the dorms and in the woods and stretch themselves out on cushy pews, who eat pork and beef and chicken from schnooks, and who sing idle songs to the sound of the guitar, and drink beer from Shafley's, and anoint themselves with the finest clerical collars and robes. Oh, no, that's Fort Wayne. But are not grieved over the downfall of Orthodox Lutheranism or the decline of the church. Therefore, they shall now be the first of those to see the gospel like a passing rain shower taken away from us. And our ongoing party will stop, and the music will be silenced, and those who stretch themselves out will pass away. I wonder how close I am. If this is getting too close to home, then wait until you become pastors. You'll be like Isaiah, all saying, "Send me, send me." And then God says, "I am sending you to a people who keep hearing but do not understand. They keep on seeing but they don't perceive. Their heart, the heart of this people, is dull. You will go and preach God's word to a people guzzling the wine of this world, anointing themselves with the riches of things of fabric and plastic, taken in and shaped by the music and the culture of this world. They are not grieved over the ruin of Joseph. And even more so, they are not grieved that the memory of the covenant of Christ in his blood and death and resurrection is all but forgotten. How will you penetrate the ongoing party that is leading them into exile? You, dear future pastors, will proclaim the same words of repentance and hope that Amos does and that John the Baptist did and Jesus and St. Paul and Walther. Go to the end of Amos and hear this pastor's message of hope in the coming Messiah for this fallen world. In that day, I will raise up the booth of David that is fallen, the promise that the Messiah King will come through David's line, born of the Virgin Mary, and repair its breaches and raise up its ruins and rebuild it as in the days of old. Yes, God does raise up a new Israel, his holy church, bought with the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Behold, the days are coming when the mountains will drip sweet wine and hills will flow from it, creating gallons of wine from water, wine that will flow from the hands and feet of our pierced Christ, wine that will flow from his altar, and you will feed this bread and wine, this body and blood, to God's people for forgiveness and eternal life. I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel. God has a different ongoing party in mind. Not temporary beds of ivory and earthly couches, but a throne in heaven for those whom he crowns with eternal life. Not the choicest meats of this gluttonous world, but the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, who is now the exalted God-man. Not idle songs of worldly passions and vain glories, but the song of victory for our Lord. Blessing and honor and glory and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Alleluia. Not the intermingling of wine and pagan gods of this world, but drinking from the cup of salvation that saves us from exile, and gives us eternal life with Christ and all believers in him. Not anointing ourselves with the wicked works and wicked ways of this world, but anointed in the waters of our baptism, where we are his children, claimed by God to be his for all eternity. There is a call of repentance in this text, of course, for you and for me and for all the world and for all those whom you will preach this law and gospel and give pastoral care in their daily lives. This is the same message of Jesus. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Or St. Peter, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. Or of Dr. Martin Luther, when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ says, repent, he called for the entire life of believers to be one of repentance. The notable children of Israel who forgot Joseph are the first to go into exile. But from the line of Jesse, the shoot from the dead stump of Israel, comes forth God in the flesh, the notable, humble one, Jesus Christ. He is sentenced to our exile, in hell, on the cross, to free us to have eternal life with him. And this is the gospel that you are being prepared to preach. And this is the gospel that is yours in Jesus Christ. Amen.